extra credit. Two words every teacher hears about the time grades are due. Parents or students will come, "What can I do to get my grade up? Can I do some extra credit?" My common response is, "You can go redo the regular credit and improve your grade." I allow any student in my class to get any grade they want based on their efforts. You work for it, redo it, that's great. You want to redo the B to get an A? No problem. Let's do that. We'll work together. I'll give you individualized feedback, tell you what you missed, have you go and redo it. And many students take advantage of it, and many don't. Because it takes time. You have to set up a meeting with me. We have to spend time together talking about learning. It's an effort. Not extra. It's the effort of learning. Yet, this year, I was really shocked to see my freshman in high school get 103% in a class. When I talked to him, he said, "Well, Dad, you know, I got a lot of extra credit questions right. I did the extra credit assignments." Now, I'm really happy that my son loves school and he's a freshman in high school. I'm happy that he loves learning and he'll go the extra mile and do all the extras. But I'm not happy that a high school still has extra credit. I think it's something we need to do away with. When I started teaching 19 years ago, extra credit was commonplace. I'll give you 5 points if you bring in extra tissue. I'll give you 5 points if you bring in Clorox wipes. Hey, you clean the tables, there's 2 points. It was like we were giving away points like candy to motivate students to do things. Give them a reason to. Shouldn't learning be enough? Do we need points to motivate students? Are they really learning it just because they did something extra? Especially those students that come to us right before a mark is going to be reported. Usually it's due to parent concern. My mom's going to kill me because I'm not going to get paid my $20 for all my A's because I have an 88. Can I do something extra? Those extrinsic motivations that trigger students to be concerned at the last moment. I do allow students to redo everything and anything they desire because I only grade assessments. Typically in a 10-week marking period, I might have 10 assignments graded. So there's 10 different things that they can redo and meet with me on feedback to get better. But I don't think we need to do something extra because I have enough to teach. My science standards are very deep. There's a lot that needs to be covered. There's so much incredible vocabulary the students need to learn. And we spend a lot of time focusing on learning it, not necessarily grading it or assessing it. So when I do give an assignment, it's important that they know that that is graded. They need their best 100% effort on it. So why are we still doing extra credit? I mean, it really also baffles me that we look at these high school GPAs. And it might be more a high school thing because I don't remember much extra credit from my kids. I have 2 fourth graders, and I have this freshman when they were in elementary school or middle school. I know I'm seeing it high school. And then I listen to students' GPAs when on a 4-point scale, they have a 4.1 or a 4.2. What? Because they're taking a harder class, they get extra points? Is that where our extra credit's embedded? Wait a second. That doesn't make sense. And who's to say it's harder for them? It might be harder for a normal student, a student in a regular program. What is normal, by the way? Don't ask me. But a student in the regular class, it might be harder for. But these students are in advanced classes because they excel in that area. Or they want to put extra time. It might be their passion. But we give them bonus points for taking that class. Why? Oh, to entice them to take the harder class, apparently. And so they get into a better college. Aren't they going to get into a good college if they know more? I just question this system we've built that gives extra little things for extrinsic motivation. And we wonder why we have problems in education. Because learning just isn't enough. Is that why we have to do it? Learning's not enough. So, hey, mom's going to tackle you on this. So, yep, we need to do this extra thing. So let's think about our practice and think about extra credit and have an awesome day. Stay curious, my friends. Sweat to inspire.